When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again, after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please!
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Celebrate over 100 years of steak perfection with Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide during their anniversary sale. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED at omahasteaks.com today. They're America's original butcher, and only Omaha Steaks delivers a full lineup of extra-age steaks so tender, they're USDA certified tender. Their customer favorite filet mignon has even been elevated to USDA certified very tender. And that attention to quality doesn't just stop with steaks. We're talking beefy burgers, air-chilled chicken, premium pork, and so much more. And every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Shop now to save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during the anniversary sale at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code CERTIFIED. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Whew. Okay. This one hits close to home for everyone, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Who hasn't dealt with some kind of nightmare neighbor situation.
Right, right.
Mine was the upstairs neighbor, thought it was tap dancing at 2 a.m. every night. Turns out, just their dog with a bladder problem.
Oh, no.
But this is different. This goes beyond a little nighttime noise. This is serious stuff.
Absolutely. And you can hear the stress and almost like helplessness in the listener's description. It's tough.
We're diving into a letter sent to the Nightmare Neighbors podcast, unpacking a situation that I think a lot of people, unfortunately, will relate to, even if it's not to this extreme.
A wild ride, that's for sure.
So start us off, paint the picture. Who are we meeting in this letter?
All right, so we've got our writer. They've been living in their apartment complex for a bit. Things are pretty quiet, peaceful. They've got their brother living with them. Everything's cool.
Okay, standard apartment living. You've got your people, your routine.
Exactly. Then Jessica and Paul move in.
Yeah, done.
And that's when, as they put it, chaos ensued. It's like their arrival just shattered this sense of peace, you know.
Yeah, and it seems like the first sign of trouble. The weather warms up, windows open.
Yeah.
And their lives become this unwelcome symphony you can't escape.
Yeah, and the way the writer describes Jessica's voice could peel paint off the walls. Like, you can just hear it, can't you?
And it wasn't just the volume, it was the things she was saying.
Oh, absolutely. This is where we cross a line from like typical arguing to straight up verbal abuse. The names she's calling him, those aren't just words. They're meant to hurt, to control.
And it's constant, this barrage of negativity. It wears you down. Yeah.
Oh, 100%. You start to feel it, even just reading about it, that tension, the anxiety.
The writer even talks about how it started to impact their own mental health, like feeling on edge in their own home.
Exactly. It's like secondhand smoke, but for your mental well-being. You don't sign up for that, you know?
So at first, Paul's the quiet one, right? The listener even wonders if he's the one who might need help, like he's enduring something.
Yeah, and that's so common, unfortunately. In these toxic relationships, you often see this one person who kind of internalizes, takes it, but then, boom.
the dam breaks.
Exactly. He goes from silent to explosive. These outbursts start happening, and suddenly the dynamic shifted.
And are we talking just yelling back, or does it get physical?
Oh, it gets physical. Descriptions of actual fights, Jessica trying to keep him out of the apartment, him pushing his way back in.
So now it's not just words, it's this fear of what happens next. Someone gets hurt.
And that's where, you know, even though Jessica might seem like the aggressor at first with these verbal attacks, it's never that simple in toxic relationships.
Right. It's messy, complicated.
Exactly. Paul's escalation to physicality adds a whole other layer of danger and complexity. It's impossible for us to actually diagnose anything. You know, we're not in the room.
Of course. Of course.
But this dynamic, it really points to potentially deeper issues at play here. Things like codependency, where both people are kind of stuck in this cycle of, honestly, unhealthy dependence.
Codependency. So break that down for us a little, because on the surface, it seems like they can't stand each other half the time.
Right. And that's the thing with codependency. You often get this really intense push and pull, the fighting, the drama. As messed up as it sounds, it becomes the thing that, in a weird way, connects them.
It's like their version of normal is completely warped.
It's their normal, even though it's incredibly unhealthy.
So Jessica claiming she's the head of the household one minute, then screaming for help, saying she's being held hostage the next.
It's all part of this power struggle, right? Each one trying to gain control, but in the most damaging ways possible. And unfortunately, our listener, they're caught right in the middle of this hurricane.
So what do you do when you're living next to that, day in and day out? You try to get help, right?
Of course. And it sounds like they did, calling the police multiple times, hoping for some kind of intervention. But as we'll hear, that became its own frustrating saga. And this is where it gets really tricky, because we run into the limits of what legally can be done.
Right, because noise complaints, even when it's this constant, are one thing.
Exactly. And even yelling, arguing, unfortunately, that in itself often isn't enough.
So the listener and their brother, they start calling the police, which you'd think, okay, that's got to do something, right?
You'd hope so, right? But the letter describes this pattern. Police show up, things maybe quiet down for a little bit.
But then Paul comes back.
And it starts all over again. It's like this awful merry-go-round that can't get off.
So what would the police need to actually be able to step in a situation like this?
So for them to really intervene, they'd need something concrete.
Concrete like what, though? I mean, they're hearing fighting. It's obviously more than just a loud TV.
Right. But it often comes down to proof. Evidence of actual physical violence, like witnesses, injuries that are documented, or property damage that's directly related to the fights.
So even though they're hearing what sounds like a physical fight, because Jessica's claiming she isn't being held hostage,
it creates this he said, she said situation that's a nightmare to untangle, especially in those high stress moments when the police are there trying to sort it out.
So they're left mediating a situation that, let's be real, a little mediation doesn't fix.
Exactly. The underlying issues are still there, simmering. And as we heard, the cycle just kept repeating.
To the listener's credit, they didn't just stop there. They went to the property manager trying to get them involved.
Which is smart. You know, use the resources you have. But even that, it seems, was a bit of a dead end.
Which is frustrating, because you'd think a property manager would want to, you know, keep the peace in their building.
Well, it's a tough spot for them, too, because it's a balancing act. You've got to keep tenants happy, which often means avoiding confrontation.
And I'm sure as soon as the property manager's around, Jessica and Paul are putting on their best model tenant act.
Oh, absolutely. It's all part of that facade, right? Presenting this image of normalcy to the outside world while behind closed doors.
The chaos continues.
And our listener and their brother, they're the ones stuck with the real show.
And then this is where it gets really messed up. Jessica starts blaming the neighbors, saying they're creating problems in her relationship.
Oh, yeah, that's classic. Classic blame shifting, deflecting responsibility. It's textbook toxic relationship 101.
It's almost comical, except it's so messed up that they're turning this on the listener, who's just trying to exist in their own home.
And it's a way to avoid looking inward, right? If they make the listener the enemy,
then they don't have to deal with the real issues.
Exactly. And that's what makes this so difficult for the listener. You're stuck, feeling trapped, wanting to get out of this toxic environment.
But moving is a huge thing. It's expensive. It's disruptive. It's not fair to be forced into that because of someone else's drama.
Absolutely. And I think it's important to validate those feelings. You know, it's okay to be angry, to feel helpless. It's a completely natural response to this kind of chronic stress.
It's got to feel like you're being held hostage in your own life almost.
It really does. And, you know, we talk about these toxic relationships, the people in them, but the ripple effect.
It reaches further than people realize.
Absolutely. And in this case, it sounds like the listener is really trying to do everything right, you know?
Yeah.
Reached out to the police, the property manager.
Followed all the supposed to steps, and still.
And still stuck in this awful limbo. So what can you do when it feels like you've tried everything and you're at the end of your rope?
Because sometimes, even if moving's an option, it's not that easy, right? Logistically, financially.
Exactly. And it's about not letting their chaos completely derail your life, too. You've got to find a way to take back some control, even if it's just within your own four walls.
Easier said than done, though, right? When the walls are literally vibrating with their drama.
Right. But have you thought about things like, I know it might sound basic, but white noise machines, earplugs.
I swear, when I lived below that family with the energetic children, my white noise machine was my best friend.
It's about creating that little bubble of peace, even if it's just sonic peace for now. And mindfulness techniques, have you explored those at all?
Honestly, sometimes we overlook those simpler things, you know? We're so caught up in the big picture chaos, we forget about the little things that can make a difference.
And this might sound weird, but sometimes just naming it, right, saying it out loud.
Yeah, like, this is not okay.
Exactly. It's powerful. And having someone to talk to who gets it.
Because you start to question your own sanity, right? Like, is it us? Are we overreacting?
Right. And a friend, a family member, a therapist even.
That's not about fixing you. It's about having a safe space to just unpack it all.
Exactly. And I think the listener having their brother there going through it with them.
That's huge. That shared experience.
But it also means they both need that outside support, you know? Someone who can offer a fresh perspective, who's not living in the trenches with them. And it's tough, but remembering this isn't forever.
Even when it feels like it is.
Whether it's Jessica and Paul moving out eventually or the listener finding a new place, it's a chapter, not the whole story.
And sometimes just holding on to that little bit of hope.
Yeah, that things can get better, it can make all the difference.
And hey, just reaching out to the podcast, sharing their story, that takes guts, you know?
It does. And you never know, maybe Jessica and Paul, they'll be listening to this someday and have their own aha moment.
Okay, that might be a long shot, but hey.
Stranger things.
Stranger things, exactly.
Hmm.
But even if not, listener, know that we're sending you all the good vibes, the support. Your peace of mind is worth fighting for.
100%.
And sometimes that fight starts with little victories. Finding ways to protect yourself. Prioritize your well-being. Even when it feels like the world outside your door is pure chaos.
And if you ever need to talk, you know where to find us. Our inbox is always open.
This whole thing, it just goes to show, sometimes the scariest monsters aren't the ones under the bed. They're the ones sharing a wall. Here's to quieter neighbors for everyone listening. Until next time, this has been The Deep Dive.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.